Great. So we're taking a theme that Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. It links to the chapters in Revelation we've been looking at. It's one of the great statements that Jesus makes. And we've got such good news coming. But first of all, we need to deal with some sad news. And we're going to be looking at this story from John 11. So first of all, Jesus has a friend. He's got three friends, actually, Mary, Martha, and a bloke who's getting ill. Did anyone spot what that funny name was that is called? Yes, Lazarus, that's right. And he lives, well, I can show you. He lives in Bethany, which is really near Jerusalem. And Jerusalem is where the capital is, and it's where Jesus' enemies are mostly gathered. Jesus at the moment is teaching over in that area by the River Jordan. So he wants to stay away from Jerusalem. That's what some of that language was. Don't go there. It's too dangerous. But after a while, a messenger arrives and says to Jesus, your friend Lazarus is getting really sick. He's getting really sick. Please come. What did Jesus do? Did he go immediately? Anyone spot? Thank you. Someone other than Sophia? What does Jesus do instead of dashing off straight away? Yes? He waits for 2 days. Thank you very much. He waits for 2 days. And then he says to his friends, right, we now will go. That seems really odd. But in that passage, if you are listening then, down in verse 15, Jesus says, this is for your sake that you may believe. It was the most important thing for his friends and for us who are reading this story to recognize who Jesus was, the resurrection and the life. So Jesus says, Lazarus is dead, and for your sake, I'm glad I was not there so that you may believe. Well, then they travel. They can't go by car, so they don't get there very fast. By the time he gets there, Lazarus has been in the tomb for 4 days, dead and buried. He is definitely dead. There's a funeral group surrounding the two sisters called Mary and Martha, also friends of Jesus. And he comforts them because death is sad and offensive. It makes us sad and it makes us cross when it comes into our lives, the lives of those we love. It is a really sad and offensive thing. Both sisters say the same thing to Jesus. They say, Lord, if you had been here, my have died. But Jesus deals with each sister very differently, and we're going to find out how now. So can I have our drama group? And I'm still not sure who they are, but we have. So we've got a Martha, a Mary, narrator. Do we have a Jesus yet? Do you need a Jesus? Excellent. Are you Jesus? Brilliant. So if you point yourselves roughly at the microphone, we'll hear you. So first of all, it is just Jesus. Who is you?
No, I'm Jesus.
Your narrator. Yeah. Who's Jesus? Excellent. We've got Jesus and we have Martha. Okay, so Mary, if you want to clear off slightly. And Oscar, what are you? Okay, Lazarus, you're later. We don't need you now. Thank you. 4 days and then we'll come to you. Okay, go for it.
When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home.
Lord, if you had been here, he would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask.
Your brother will rise again.
I know, on the last day, when everyone rises.
I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?
Yes, Lord. I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world.
Great. What did Martha believe? She has Jesus in front of her. She says that line that we've just seen. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. Martha believed that if Jesus had been there, Lazarus might not have died in the first place. So she certainly has a certain belief about him. But does she just believe he's a healer? Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. Do you believe this? Death is offensive. We get angry at death, taking people we love away. Jesus promises something extraordinary about himself. I wonder if that's been you in the past or someone you know, having got angry about death, having sort of confused what to believe. Jesus says these extraordinary words, which we'll think about a little bit more later. It is time for us to come and trust Jesus, who claims extraordinary things. Well, then he meets up with Mary. So Martha is off to one side. We have Mary instead. And you'll notice that Mary will say the same lines, but how does Jesus deal with her?
Martha went back and called her sister to meet with Jesus. Mary got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house, comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet.
Lord, if you had been here, my brother Lazarus would not have died.
When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled.
Where have you laid him?
Come and see, Lord.
Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him? But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?
Thank you very much. We'll be meeting you again in a little bit. Mary says the same words. Lord, if you'd been here, my brother Lazarus would not have died. And Jesus cries with her. Jesus weeps alongside her. He's weeping for his friend that he's lost. He comes alongside us. He knows how sad death is. And again, if that has struck you, or will certainly strike you in the future, we need to know that Jesus understands us fully, came as a human into the world, and he was sad facing death. Death is sad and offensive. It is not how it was meant to be. It's the result of people turning away from their Father God, rebelling and going their own way and saying no to God's gift of life. And the consequence of death is horrible. And we see Jesus sad about death, but promising something extraordinary, which we will come to in a bit. But first of all, we have an opportunity of a craft time. So there are Do I not have the picture? There are four zones which will be manned very quickly by four helpers. And at those zones, you can make a Lazarus. We have 28. So there's probably maybe there's enough at least for one for each family. Have a watch on kind of numbers and things. You're going to make a Lazarus. You can make a happy face on one, sad face on one side because he's dead, and bandage him up and stick him in a tomb. You've got a couple of minutes. So go to four zones as families and make one of those. So some of you will be clutching Lazarus. He's sad. In fact, he's dead in his tomb. Well, our second thought is this. Jesus has power over death. Death is sad and offensive, but Jesus has power over death. He's going to prove he is the resurrection and life. Now, where we left the story, where the people were sad around the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus had claimed this extraordinary thing, but really, what will happen? Well, we can go to the scene. So if I can have my actors back. There's Jesus outside the tomb. So come on up. Jesus has power over death. To prove it, he could call Lazarus out of the tomb. He'd been in that tomb for 4 days in a hot climate. Martha was right to be worried. He's going to be a bit smelly. It's going to be a bit awful. But nonetheless, Jesus said, nope, you need to trust in me. Remove that stone. And they did. And when they'd done, he called Lazarus out. And he might have looked a bit like that. Lazarus coming out of the tomb. And people started to believe in Jesus, just like he said they would. Some of you might have noticed at the end of that reading, though, that Jesus is still dividing people. He's done a spectacularly good thing, raising someone who had died. But he's near Jerusalem, and he has enemies who are already plotting against him. Some see that what Jesus has done and say, yes, Jesus has power over death. This is amazing. But some want to get rid of him. And that's really what sin is that we talk about sometimes in church. It's wanting to get rid of God. It's wanting to get rid of Jesus. So I don't want you to decide what's right for me. I don't want to follow you. I want to get rid of you. And that's what these people were doing. If you trust in Jesus, he says, I am the resurrection and life. Death is still sad and offensive, but it's not the end. Jesus says, the one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? So if we trust in Jesus, we don't need to be scared of death anymore. We're still sad. We're still sad when we lose people or if people we love are hurt by death. But we mourn as believers with a certain hope that there is something beyond. If you're not sure about Jesus here today, well, we need to remember that we will all die one day. And Jesus claims and proves that he has power over death. So it is well worth checking him out. So we run Christianity Explored courses. We'll come and talk to someone. He is the one who proves he has power over death. Our next thing on the service sheets and up on the screen is a creed. A creed is a collection of words we put together to declare a faith that Christians believe in. And this creed particularly picks out the fact that Jesus died, was buried, and was raised to life himself to show that he is given power over everyone's death. So have a scan down those words that are in front of you, and then in a moment we'll say these words together. Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins. In accordance with the scriptures, he was buried, he was raised to life on the third day, in accordance with the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for coming into the world, for dying for us, and being raised and appearing, so that we know you have power over our death and that we can be forgiven because you have promised this. Amen. So, Jesus' power of death. We can't leave Lazarus sad and bandaged. So our next thing is to go back to various zones and you can change his clothes, put a tunic on him, a little belt, and give him a happy face on the other side. And there's also a sticker with a memory verse for you to attach.